This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Texas is dumping the mask. The mask mandate is expiring there today. All businesses are able to open at full capacity by executive order of Governor Greg Abbott, but he's encouraging people to keep wearing the mask. The House is back in session this morning, expected to pass President Biden's almost $2 trillion COVID relief bill today. Congressman Brian Higgins is a New York Democrat.
This is a good plan that provides direct assistance to the people of this country that need it.
But what's in this bill for you? AP correspondent Sagar Magani has the answer to that question.
People earning up to $75,000 would get the full amount, as would married couples with combined incomes up to $150,000. Those making slightly more would get less, and those earning $80,000 or a combined $160,000 would get nothing. President Biden estimates 85% of Americans will get something.
They're continuing to interview prospective jurors today in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, charged with murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. The AP's Mike Hempen.
Attorneys have been asking jurors several questions, including whether they could keep an open mind and what they think of the criminal justice system. One woman was dismissed after saying she couldn't promise she could be impartial. Another person who was worried about the divisiveness of the case was dismissed, as was the potential juror who feared his family could be targeted.
The AP's Mike Hempen. Authorities investigating the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol say the evidence indicates that two extremist groups that traveled to Washington laid attack plans well in advance, the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys. Defense attorneys accuse prosecutors of distorting their clients' words and actions. This is AP News. The Tokyo Olympics begin this summer, and as with so many other events, the pandemic is forcing changes. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports from overseas.
The first main kickoff point, the torch relay, is among the final hurdles for the postponed Tokyo Olympics, which opens on July 23. Organisers hope the relay will drive domestic enthusiasm for the Games. Surveys show about 80% of the Japanese public are against them, but restraint and restrictions will mark the four-month route and involves 10,000 runners. Shouting and cheering will not be allowed. Polite clapping will be the order of the days. And there could be some changes to the route and some stops and starts, depending on conditions. The start of the torch relay on March 25 is also likely to be held without fans. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.